I believe, a cabal of secret societies has controlled the world for 200 plus years, and we get to be alive at a time to see it fall. I believe in the power of one person working as a team with other Christian patriots can have massive impact in reversing this ungodly culture. I believe that we have an omniscient, omnipresent, and omnipotent God that has put his hand on this moment in time to deny the timeline of the enemy and is about to heal our land. This is Rick, your host. And I believe that God has called me to empower Christian patriots with truth. Join us now for the Blessed Teach Show, and let's see what God is doing today. Welcome. Here we are on Tuesday, December 12th, 2023, and we have a loaded show for you today talking about Zelensky coming back for some more cabal money that he got us to kick back to everybody. Just crazy to think about how much money they've spent when we know about the bio labs and what's actually going on there. And another exposure of what the foreign aid is all about. It's really about funding the elite globalists, right? That's very, very, very clear. Then Jack Smith is collecting data from Trump's mobile phone, from his even the websites that he visits. Just crazy how showing that the actual rights of our rightful president is being violated completely. Then we see Dr. Artis coming on live. We also have SGNon coming on tomorrow night, so we rescheduled SGNon. So that's exciting. So Dr. Artis, one of the most brilliant persons to expose Fauci and the whole medical cartel, coming on tonight. And then tomorrow night, one of the best Anons that I've ever seen from an intellectual perspective, SGNon, coming on tomorrow night. So I think you guys will really enjoy that. Let's get into this. Again, Dr. Artis will be showing up here in about 25 minutes or so. So right now it says, Biden fails to outline a clear strategic goal as Zelensky pleads for more aid. It's just crazy that this continues to happen. And here's a look at these three guys. Yeah, this is who I put on my thumbnail. You know, it's like, oh my goodness, could you find three more despicable people? This is the rhino in chief. Right, then you've got Zelensky and obviously the Democratic Schumer. It's like, oh my goodness, so these three working together to defraud America from all our money. It's becoming extremely obvious, isn't it? Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is in Washington, D.C. today. He revisited the Republican and Democratic lawmakers on Capitol Hill Tuesday morning. In the afternoon, he will meet with President Joe Biden at the White House and will participate in a joint press conference there. So that's already happened. But you can see here some of this video right here of him walking in, and I think going to X probably plays better. Here it is. But you can just see this. It's just amazing that they'd want to be seen with him after all this exposure. Here you have Mitch McConnell and Chuck Schumer with Zelensky walking in, smiling, waving, and, you know, I need more money, I need more money. And it's just amazing how that goes. You've got Representative Mike Waltz saying, just left a closed-door briefing on Ukraine. Still no clear strategic goal outlined by the Biden administration. And then you have Mike Johnson getting up and saying, hey, dudes, this is getting absolutely ridiculous. And it's saying, I've asked the White House since day one what was handed the gavel as Speaker for clarity. We need clear articulation of the strategy to allow Ukraine to win. Thus far, the response has been insufficient. And so it's good to see some pushback finally on what's going on. I think, you know, he's tried to link this to the IRS defunding a lot of these RAS people with guns, right? The 87,000, many of them were armed IRS agents. That's what we need to help our country, is de-arm, you know, take the arms away from us as the Second Amendment and actually give them to IRS agents, right, that represent the Federal Reserve. So Zelensky's visit comes in, as his country sits in a stalemate with Russia. The front line hasn't moved for months. And that's kind of where that all is. But at least Russia has taken over some of the key biolab areas. And I think much of that is going to be coming out here shortly. We talked about this yesterday. Rumble was down while I was trying to go live. Unfortunately, our stream actually worked for most people. And we've now seen the CEO talk about unprecedented attacks on servers. They think it's politically motivated, of course, right? Why? Because, well, they got J6 stuff on here. They're starting to, Tucker Carlson talking about truth. So they're doing everything they can. So this Blavatsky, who's the CEO, basically suggested the attack was carried out by those looking to censor Rumble content creators. And isn't that truth? I mean, because right now, the only place I'm live is Rumble right now, right? I used to go on Facebook, but they took down my 48,000 subscribers there. I used to go on YouTube. They took up the 110,000 subscribers, the 50,000 and the 40,000 one, all three channels, right? So I'm down to some smaller channels, but it's not even worth my effort to go there since they keep pulling the videos down for talking about truth. He says, adding that it could be related to the platform hosting uncensored videos such as the January 6th Capitol riot. So just the fact that that is still being confirmed as a riot versus a false flag just shows you a little bit about this write-up as well. But here is this basically saying that it's political, coming from activists or organizations who want to censor our creators related to J6 videos. And you can see that if you go to the actual Rumble channel. And it's interesting to see people's comments here. Here's Tracy Bean saying, indeed, which is why tomorrow is the perfect day for my thread on your unbelievably strong defamation suit against Media Matters and other parties. So again, this is the fact that we are fighting these guys now and putting them on defense is kind of an exciting time. It's not as fast as we all want, but it is happening. It is happening, guys. Again, this episode is going to be sponsored by Dr. Artist. So you go to the Dr. Artist Show. So it's put the T-H-E before the Dr. Artist Show. One thing I wanted to point out is this whole Artist Club experience. This is a great deal where you get all the supplements for a discount, but more importantly, you get time from him. So you see the power of when we have backstagers and be able to ask Dr. Artist questions, right? He's brilliant. And to be able to see more of that and to get more of that more often, go to the Artist Club experience. It's a fantastic deal. And again, you'll find that on The Artist. There's a link down below that goes right to The Artist Club, but you can also just go to thedrartistshow.com. I think you really enjoy. We'll get some more detail from him as we dig into it. And so we have him coming on at the bottom of the hour. Then SG Anon filled in from a couple weeks ago when he could not make it based on travel. So he's going to be here tomorrow night. And then 107 the following week, and Aaron Annis talking about one of his awesome paintings right before Christmas. That'll be awesome. Right after Christmas, we have Donna Rigby coming on so for the first time on this show. So great lineup coming up here. You can be backstage with all these people on Zoom versus Rumble. And so it's pretty easy to do that. You just go to blessedtoteach.com and you hit the backstage tab, or blessedtoteach.com/backstage will work as well. Again, that used to be $17.76 a month. We went to a pay forward model. Come on and be back here with SG Anon tomorrow night. Be back here with 107 next week, and Aaron Antis and Donna Rigby. We'd love to have you back here on Zoom. Plus, you'll be backstage whenever you want to for praise and prayer or word and worship. And you'll have access to tools like Searchy, where you can search prophetic words and find the actual minute and second that Amanda Grace or Julie Green say certain phrases, such as you can search on Putin, you can search on all these different activities. It's quite exciting to see how that's going. Here's Trump saying, on truth, this is the biggest story of the year, and Republicans must do something about it. Don't be Mitch McConnell and his gang of rhinos. Have to make a move now. Get tough, get smart. Our country's being stolen. So this was an interesting thing. It said Heartland Rasmussen poll said 1 in 5 mail-in voters admit to committing at least one kind of voter fraud. They're saying that 20% of the people literally admitted that they committed voter fraud. Is that pretty crazy? And so 1 in 5, that's what this said. So if you look at this, it's like 70% of the mail-in voters admit that 2020 they voted in a state where they are no longer a permanent resident. 21% of mail-in voters admitted that they filled out a ballot for a friend or family member. 70% of mail-in voters said they signed a ballot for a friend or family member with or without his or her permission. 8% of likely voters say they were offered pay or a reward for voting in 2020. Taken together, the results of these surveys questions appear to show that the voter fraud was widespread in the 2020 election, especially among those cast mail-in ballots. And there's that, what I just showed you. And so is that not interesting? The Heartland Institute and Russman report found 1 in 5 voters who cast mail-in ballots in the 2020 election admit to participate in at least one kind of voter fraud. So there's more detail there. Again, all these links and everything I ever show you will be in the show notes. So that's an easy thing to do. Just go to the front page of blessedteach.com and you sign up and boom, I will be sending you a summary of the whole show as well as every single link in the show notes. You guys will really enjoy that if you are not already in that. Jack Smith collected images, website visits, and usage data from Trump's cell phone. A filing reveals. This just shows you, if they can do this to Trump, they can do this to anybody, right? Obviously. And this is since he did nothing wrong. That's the shocking part about this. So Jack Smith, looking at the documents, he has the Presidential Record Act. He can declassify anything. He was actually negotiating. They were very well protected. This is a total sham case. And you just see him going to the Supreme Court trying to escalate it so that they can make sure that the case is going on during the election. Election interference completely. But it really is interesting. Smith revealed 3 expert witnesses he may call on during Trump's coming 2020 election trial in the court filing Monday, including one who extracted and processed data from the White House cell phones used by the defendant and the other individual. Data reviewed by Smith, expert witness, includes images and website visits along with phone usage around January 6th, according to the filing. So that's the type of, he said, go peacefully and patriotically march to the Capitol. And obviously none of us wanted to break into the Capitol because we knew they were gonna be sending the votes back. There was a big move. The last thing we'd wanna do is disrupt that. So obviously what they did is they did a false flag with law enforcement as well as feds, as well as Antifa and BLM people all dressed up and created just a fiasco that was happening before we even started walking toward there, right? Very crazy. The expert also specifically identified the periods of time during which the defendant's phone was unlocked and the Twitter application was open on January 6th. So they're basically trying to do everything. And so since the Unselect Committee is now being busted for losing all the data, it's starting to fall apart. Their whole narrative is starting to fall apart. And now that the video has been released showing almost everybody being peaceful, and then in the areas where the actual planted cops or planted feds were, and actually Capitol Police shooting on rubber bullets as well as those bang things right there, shooting them into peaceful crowds to try to create. They wanted to be much bigger than it was. They wanted us to stampede each other and all kinds of things. And thank goodness it was a bunch of peaceful people, or would have been way worse with the way they set that up. Here's Donald Trump again saying, I wanted to testify on Monday. This is the other case in New York. Despite the fact that I already testified successfully, answering all questions having to do with the fake no victims, no jury lawsuit thrown at me by the corrupt, racist AG Letitia James and presided over by Trump-hating judge who suffers from a massive case of Trump derangement syndrome, the TDS, right? And is a puppet for the crooked AG. Anyway, the judge, Arthur Engeldrun, put a gag order on me even when I testified, totally taking away my constitutional right to defend myself. We are appealing, but how would you like to be a witness and not be allowed free and honest speech? The trial is rigged. I did nothing wrong. Interesting, all the anons look at all the misspellings, and he has S-N-D, like send versus and there. So I'm sure all the anons are digging into that. It'd be interesting to see what they come up with around that. But this shows you this is still happening. Biden's worst gaffe yet. President claims it's been 65 years since the October 7th attack in Hamas. So this is interesting. The most interesting thing about this is that Julie Green had a prophetic word probably 6 months ago talking about Biden is going to have his worst gaffe yet. And then you have this Australian newspaper saying Biden's worst gaffe yet? Question mark, right?
There was a lightning struck a little pond behind my house.
And you heard him there saying years, not one.
It's different. Here it is. It's been 65 years since the deadliest day of the Jewish people since the Holocaust. 65 years.
65 years, he said twice. It's like, are you kidding me? 65 days ago, right? And so this is the type of things that are making it impossible to ignore the cognitive decline. We have Biden in deep trouble, calls on prominent election denier to turn things around. Who is that? This is a funny article talking about the election denier calling Hillary Clinton that, right? So it's a pretty interesting article showing that he's in trouble with women, right? Joe Biden is in deep trouble in his bid for winning re-election. Democrats are scrambling and bringing in the heavy hitters. One heavy hitter, Hillary Clinton, is known. A known election denier and two-time loser in winning the presidency herself. So what can go wrong? Fox News' Charlie Hurt had some thoughts on Hillary's upteenth reemergence in the political scene. And he kind of talks about this. It's kind of funny. But you know you are in deep trouble if you are picking up the bat phone and calling Hillary Clinton to come and help out, Hurt added. And think it was sort of interesting that their thinking is that he needs help among women voters. If you need help among women voters and you're a Democrat and you're running against Donald Trump, you should just quit because it's over. Oh, and talk about Hillary saying she never really left, did she? Democrats are in a panic. As Jazz wrote about on Monday, the Wall Street Journal released a major poll over the weekend that shows Trump beating Joe Biden in 2024. The reason the Wall Street Journal poll raised eyebrows is because it's the first time the news outlet showed Trump ahead of Biden. So their pollsters are completely oversampling Democrats and trying to make things look better for Biden, which is what the rhinos do. And this is a rhino of business news. It's Wall Street Journal. It's like the rhino of cable is Fox News. And so we have rhinos everywhere. And Trump's lead is outside the margin of error, right? That was even another big part of what was going on there. Look at this, 17%, interesting number, 17% of Black Americans support Donald Trump, up 9 points from 2020. So that's something that usually they need to get 95% of the Black vote if you look at the Democrats now. Again, I've told you from the beginning, I don't think there is going to be a normal election. I think it's going to be a paper ballot vote by the military after we have massive disruption caused by the deep state, where we have to take military action to stop their coup, where their coup is going to be they'll try to do martial law, and it'll be reversed by the White Hats, I believe. And then we'll have an election, and it won't be. But that by that time, there's going to be so many people awake to the election fraud, awake to what happened with COVID, and awake to this whole economic disaster that's happening, and awake to all the funneling of all this funds to the Biden crime family, as well as to the overseas. The overseas foreign aid going to just be funneled back into the pockets of the elite. These are all things that will allow that military action not to create a civil war. And that is what we've been having to wait for these three and a half years or so. Voters are feeling horrible about Biden economy, confusing some political experts. Democratic pollster Celinda Lake said she was mystified by the voter anxiety on the economy. When we know Biden's just used all our oil reserves, gas prices up, food prices through the roof. Obviously, trying to buy a house now is almost impossible. Exclusive Florida school punished for allowing boy and girl sports. So this is one thing that DeSantis did well. He's got a law in there and supported that law, and now they're actually enforcing that law on the high schools that are letting men and women sports. So at least that's what we have to do state by state. This is gonna be a battle, guys. House Oversight Democrat quietly meeting with GOP lawmakers in an effort to quash impeachment inquiry. Right, so Raskin's efforts come home of a House meeting to consider a resolution to formalize the impeachment inquiry framework. I think, again, this is just going to wake people up. Will they impeach Biden? I really think they're going to try to switch him up, but now they even have a clause. I've talked about this before in the Democratic convention, the DNC does, where they can flip out somebody later after the convention. So they're in no hurry, because they can just do that after the convention. Oversight Committee posts the biggest revolutions from the investigation of Biden. So why the Democrats are trying to say, hey, we don't want to do this, it's just waking up a lot of people by showing everything that's going on. Look at this. This is kind of an interesting graphic. We identified 20 shell companies created by the Biden family, most of which were created when he was vice president. So you can just see all these different shell companies that were used to make it complex to track all the cash, right? But there is cash coming from China, from Ukraine, from multiple countries, not just those two, and then ends up falling into these different shell companies and then out to Biden family members. And that is becoming extremely obvious. And they have all kinds of documents to show this. Is that's the exciting thing. And Archer, obviously, we've had whistleblowers come out from the actual businesses. We see even Joe Biden's Delaware home address was listed as a beneficiary address for two wires from China. So $250,000 going right to Joe. But hey, nothing to see here. Nothing to see here at all, right? All right, I want to get into, just also let you guys know that we have a ton of Patriot companies that are great for Christmas shopping. If you're doing some Christmas shopping, make sure you're doing natural type healthy stuff, number one. But number two, why not be Patriot Christian companies? And you'll find all of those on the store. So there's a link down below, but you'll see it at the our neighborhood.social. Go to the store. BlessedTeach.com, go to the store, or just go to BlessedTeach.com/store, and you will see some great deals that are happening there. This biblical healing oil, frankincense is myrrh, which you go to any research, you'll see it's got great healing properties, and they infuse it into the anointing oil. So you get anointing oil and biblical healing oil. That's a great deal. You can actually get the 30% off, and then use my code to get another 20% off if anything over $200. So your basically $200 purchase could be $100 if you use the B2T code and get your frankincense and myrrh, different strengths, beautiful oil. You have this Gridiron Chow Down, which is grass-fed, finished superfood that actually gives you a full pound of meat. That's 10 minutes before you're ready to cook it. And you don't lose any of its nutrients. It's beautiful, freeze-dried, a beautiful way for survival food, but also to rotate into just normal beef. If you like beef, that is a great deal. Make sure you'll get all the links here in the store as well. And then Java Boost Coffee, get two bags there, 25% off. Get one for a family member, get one for yourself. That is the only coffee that muscle tested on me positively because it's got so many healthy ingredients in it. And then obviously support Mike Lindell. Use the B2T code there for up to 75% off and as you're doing your Christmas shopping. All right, let's jump in. Democrats combine all their gun control plans into one comprehensive bill. This is interesting. We just see this. The Second Amendment advocates say the bill has little chance of passage, but so does the gun control activists' true objectives. Or their objectives is what they did in Australia. They do a bunch of false flags, and then they take your guns away. Right? That's exactly what they want to do. This is one of the reasons that we are still able to survive. And the reason we have not been overthrown, I believe, is because of the amount of people that have guns. I was one of those people that believed all the propaganda about guns kill people, more innocent people than anybody they're trying to protect. And I never had guns most of my life until this movement hit. And I'm going, oh my goodness. And now I have all kinds of guns and ammo, right? And this is what's happening as people are, again, just waking up to the truth of what they are trying to do to us. All right, I wanted to get to this. This is the latest. This is the latest from Julie Green this morning. I think she got this live. I think somebody was telling me. But again, I don't follow this until I have time on my show. So I wanted to see how consistent this is with some of what I'm getting. So I'm now putting out on social media my words each day. You can also find them on the neighborhood.blog. The neighborhood.social, go to the blog and you will find my words there, which I just basically spend time with the Lord every day and expect to hear from him, and he is speaking. And he's, again, it's not meant to be a secret. He wants to speak to you. That's the name of the book I read, and that is really what I believe he wants to do to all of us right at this point in time. So here you go. For I, the Lord, this day, I say, I am ripping the power away from your enemy. I am ripping away their control. I am ripping away their narratives. I'm ripping away everything that they had over my nation. I'm going to flip to this other view, as now I'm into a prophecy review. Have a little music too. I am ripping away everything that they had over my nation. I told you, my children, that I am. And I say again, I am that I am. I am the God that delivers, and I am the God that will do what I said in my word. I am doing it. I am masking this nation, America. I am making this nation, America, the United States of America. I am making it great again. I say I am making America great again, and there is nothing your enemies will do to stop these words from coming to pass. That's real interesting. Using the MAGA term from the Lord, that's pretty interesting. But it is, it's not Trump doing that, it is the Lord. The only way we can make it great again is true miracles with the infiltration they did, right? As I spoke in my word, let my people go. It didn't matter that what Pharaoh said or did, he had to let my people go. I speak these words, let my people go. And the enemies of Almighty God have to let my people go. Have to let my nations go, and have to let every single thing that they have tried to control, they have to let it go. They have to let go of my church. They have to let go of my corporate world. They have to let go of the economy. They have to let go of all the seven mountains of influence, because I said, let my people go. There's nothing, and I mean nothing, no man can stop my will from coming to pass. No man and no plan and no amount of money can stop what I am doing across this earth and in your nations. Woo, is that not exciting? Revival is breaking out everywhere. So don't get into despair. Let your light shine, children of the Most High God. Let your light shine. And that is a beautiful memory verse right out of Matthew, right? Talking about in the same way, let your light shine before men. And they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. And I just love it when God's giving basically scripture through his prophets, right? I see that a lot. He does that through me as a person that's not in the office of a prophet. He speaks to me through my words. That's why it's so important to renew your mind with words, his words, because he wants to speak to you through his word. Revival is breaking out everywhere, so don't get into despair. Let your light shine, children of the Most High God. Let your light shine, the light inside of you. Let the light, because it is destroying the darkness in your life. It is destroying the darkness in your families. It is destroying the darkness in your cities. It is destroying the darkness in your nations, because that light is me. So let me shine through each and every one of you, and your enemies will flee. My children, your enemies are in panic mode. Confusion is setting in. I have told you before that I have cut the lines of their communication off. They are not able to do all that they have wanted to do. They can't go as far as they want to go. No, because I am in the way. I am in the way every day. They will not get their planned demic. They will not get what they want. They will not get what they want. They will see. You will see them shout. You will see them shout. You will see them try to bring in much fear with their virus or their viruses. You will see them try to control the masses, try to control the governments. They will try to control the world once again, but it will not go as planned. They will try anarchy in your streets, but it will not go as planned. They will try to cause a global catastrophe economically, but it won't go as planned. They are trying to bring down my nations, the United States of America and Israel, but it will not go as planned. They are trying to bring down my David, President Trump, but it will not go as planned. They are trying to bring down Benjamin Netanyahu, but it will not go as planned. Have you not seen, my children? I have told you about people stepping down all over in your governments, and they are doing that. Resignations are happening one right after another. It is not because they want to, it is because they are forced to. The vacating of seats has just begun. Vacating power has just begun. They are being removed by me, you see. So don't get into despair today, and don't believe in your enemy's words. Don't believe in what they are going to do. Don't believe and don't fear in what they try to bring next. I see their end, and so should you. Their end is near. I have told you this, and I am saying this again. Their end is near. Go read the book of Exodus and see what happened to Pharaoh and his men. Their end was near without them realizing it. They pursued my people and lost. Your enemy are pursuing you, and they will lose, and nothing will stop that. So today, say we are winning. Today, declare and decree the works of my hand are working mightily on your behalf. Lift up your head. Lift up your head, my children. Lift up your heads. Do not fear what is near. Do not fear what is near, because what is near is the end of your enemies. And what is near is your triumphant victory that I have promised you. Woo! I see Sally Saxon come on. I don't see Dr. Artis yet. Let me know when Dr. Artis gets here. So hold fast, hold the line, and do not be moved by anything you see, because I am the great I am, and I will not fail, and I will not forsake you. I have not forgotten you, and I will not let you down. I am winning. You are winning. We are winning. Believe it and receive it. Receive these words. Receive these words this day. You are on the winning side, saith the Lord. Wow. God, I love that. I love that. That's Julie Green's prophetic word from this morning. Again, we named it, You Are on the Winning Side. So thanks for volunteers that are doing all the work to get those words to me on the day of, which is nice and awesome. So I see Dr. Artis here. So as soon as he gives me the thumbs up that he has got audio working and ready to roll, we will go. We are, all right, there we go. All right, so Dr. Artis, how are you doing tonight?
Great. How are you?
I'm doing awesome. It's such a huge privilege.
You know, Sally Saxon smirking over there because she knows what I've been doing for the last hour and a half. She's like, man, he just jumped off of another thing with me, and now he's back on here. Yep.
All right. Bring it on. Thanks for coming
Thank you, Sally, for hanging in there.
Yeah. So, yeah. Wow, it's such a huge privilege for you to come and update our audience on the battle that you're in. And it's just exciting to see you healthy, despite them trying to do everything to your water bottles and the stories. And what they've done has just been amazing. So would you just mind just giving us a little bit of update on what have you been doing lately? And what did you get off of that an hour and a half ago?
yeah. So actually, I just got back yesterday from a seven-day trip to Medellin, Colombia, South America. I was invited to go down to a healing resort for people with cancers, autoimmune diseases. This resort has been built over the last 8 years. And now they invited me to come down there as an influencer and then invite other people who love and admire natural health to come to the resort and invite other influencers to come down. So I took with me Dr. Ed Grupp and his wife. I took Dr. Janice Schmidt and her husband, Mike, Jonathan Otto and his wife, his brother Billy and his wife. We had Robert Scott Bell there and his kids. We brought a bunch of people there. They have about 12 residences there. They are opening this resort for healing and taking people January 2nd of this year. So this is prior to them opening the facility. They wanted our input. They wanted to really test out the schedules they put together, the modalities they put together. And that was a really incredible opportunity. I actually thought it was going to be for rest and relaxation. I really didn't get a lot of that, unfortunately. I actually got less sleep, because I committed myself that when I got there, I was going to do what they were going to be scheduling people to do. And every day started with a, not a joke, I'm not a morning person, for those of you that know me or don't know me. I am a night owl and a wants to sleep in guy. I don't always sleep in, but man, do I want to. Yeah. So I usually will get up between 8 and 9 and start my day. But there, every day started at 5:30 a.m. And it started with a 30-minute workout, a 1 hour yin yoga with an instructor course that I did every morning for an hour, which I've never done yoga in my whole life. So my whole body was hurting as I was stretching out my tight hamstrings from being on planes and being on my in my studio every day. It was I guess you can't have any joy without pain. That was my experience with yoga. But I did it every single day. And then immediately from doing the yoga, we went into these two different saunas, a steam room, which was really hot, and then went into a Finnish steam sauna with rocks that you would pour water on top of. Man, it was cool as heck. So we would do those for like 5 minutes until we thought we were going to pass out, and then went out immediately and got into a cold plunge at 40 degrees. Like jumped in it, sat in it for 3 minutes up to my chin, and then would get out and go get into the saunas again. And we did this three times every day. This is what we did.
You did cold plunges three times a day?
Oh yeah, before my activity started. So it was pretty cold and very hot at moments in my time down there in Colombia. But anyway, it was a very beautiful time. And then the facility is in the Andes Mountains, and it's on a mountain. And the whole behind the mountain, or on the mountain behind the resort, are all their gardens that go up the mountain, and they grow all their own plants that they serve as all their meals. And it's all organic. And so we had green juices you'd start out with when you finish your cold plunges, yoga, and all hot saunas and stuff. Immediately to green juices.